We are back for another year, the first regular session, 97th General Assembly. A lot of the issues we've seen this year, we've seen in past years as well, and most of those seem to revolve around economic development.
Well, so much is based on economic development and jobs and retention of jobs. Three-fourths of our income into the state is through state income tax. And so if you have a fully employed and fully engaged workforce, then you're going to have more revenue in the state to do things with. And so we've got to find ways to keep our unemployment levels down, to have people fully engaged, fully employed. Really, everything is based upon our numbers into the state coffers. It's an exciting time. We got sworn in on Wednesday, January 9th. Hope springs eternal. I am an optimist. I think that we can and we should work together. We got a great staff and got four college interns that are going to be helping out in our office this year. And it's always great to involve young people to see what they can bring to the table. And so it's very important to work together. And I look forward to having people visit and being involved in the political process.
How much of this depends on the national economy, which there are some questions now as to whether or not, after hearing so much about the fiscal cliff for the last few months, there's some questions about whether or not we may slip into another recession. Does that have a bearing more long-term than short-term on Missouri's economy?
We somewhat trail the national trends. So, for example, if the U.S. economy is going to go into recession, generally Missouri goes into that 6 to 9 months later. Sadly, on the other end, when the U.S. economy picks up, Missouri is a little behind the trends as well. Again, so much of our money comes from personal income tax, and a lot of that is not paid until April 15th, you know, the 9 months or 12 months after some of those trends happen. So that's why we somewhat lag behind that. The fiscal cliff, I think we're all still trying to sort that out. My biggest concern is what costs are going to be shifted to the states. You know, if the federal government is not going to do something or they're going to impose that on the state of Missouri, what do we have to do? What price tag are we going to have to pick up? And I don't think we still know the answer to that yet.
We talked a lot during the interim about education, higher education, and some of those goals of the Joint Committee on Education may come to fruition this session.
Yeah, we got a big job ahead of us, and the legislature and the governor has also looked to us to come up with a formula for higher education funding. Right now, there isn't anything. All the institutions get the same increases or decreases or flat funding. There's no regard to whether a university is doing well or not. And so we've come up with a plan to reward those universities that are doing a good job. Pretty controversial. I just came from a meeting with the university presidents, and they're not bashful. Yet, we're trying to come up with a policy that's fair to all 13 universities that is fair to the state of Missouri, not necessarily looking at one individual line item of one college. And so it's going to be tough to come up with one policy, but we're up to the task and we're going to do it.